All right, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk, 830-WCCO. Kind of mixing and matching tonight. We know that on Wednesdays we have Inside Twins at 6. Then the Lake Show starts right now at 6:30. But we also tonight have the Joe Biden farewell address to the nation. That comes up at 7 o'clock. But we'll be here the entire time. Take you until 9 o'clock right here on The Good Neighbor. I want to start tonight's show with something that I can't be the only one that has thought about this from time to time with regards to religious beliefs. I am somebody that I pray every single day. I'm not a person that goes to church every single Sunday or anything like that. I'm not somebody that believes that just because you show up at church that that defines your faith in God and all of that stuff, and I don't read the Bible every single or any of that, right? That's not me. But I believe, and I do pray every day. But I tend to wonder from time to time about how much we let our religious beliefs cloud our view of what we view as blessings. And let me take you kind of behind the curtain of why I thought about this today as a topic. I saw something a couple days ago. And it was a tweet of video of someone's house, okay, in the midst of the fires out in California. And the tweet says, California man in disbelief after finding his home untouched by fire that burned every house on his block. So on the video, and they're, you know, doing a panoramic view, and they're looking around the entire neighborhood and the block, and you have all of these structures, all of these houses, this community burned down. But this gentleman's house is there. And you're like, whoa, well, you know? And he's in disbelief that this is the thing. And the quote right there, if you don't listen to the audio or watch the entire video, because the entire video was like 3.5 minutes, almost 4 minutes. It says, quote, how does that happen if not God? Right? And I get it, right? Because you're like, man, I am truly blessed. I'm thankful to God that my house is still here in the midst of everything that everybody's dealing with. I seem to be extremely lucky. Thank you, God. Which I get that. And we all do that, right? We all have, you know, we have those situations. We are thankful for the things that happen to us. And you say, well, how is this happening to me? Well, it was retweeted by Quincy Avery, who is he's a famous quarterback guru. He trains athletes, specifically quarterbacks, leading up to the National Football League. Okay, he's a guy that has played like college football, stuff like that. I'm not sure that he made the National Football League, but he's well known as one of those quarterback whisperers. He retweeted the video, but he stated this, and it made me think. He says, so when people say it was God for things like this, or on a lesser not winning a game, was God just good with letting the other houses burn to the ground? Did he not want the other team to win? And it was one of those situations when I stared at that video and I looked at that question. And remember back in the day when Arsenio Hall was popular and he had the long-running television show, he said things that make you say, Because I got to be honest with you. When you look at this, am I supposed to believe that God wanted everybody else's house to burn down, but said, I'm going to spare this one? And I don't know where you are religiously, Chris, but I fundamentally, I just can't look at this video, and I just think that there's a great amount of luck here. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Monday night God said, I want the Rams to win. I want the Rams to embarrass.
No, the officials. The officials did that.
So it does make for some interesting thoughts on it. 651-461-9226 on the talk and text line. If you have a response or you have a thought about this, because I just think that that's kind of an interesting way of looking at it. It's an interesting thought. It's super intriguing to me.
It is interesting that they do bring this up because you hear all the time people, you know, what's the old phrase? Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. It's like, well, yeah, but how much of that is also circumstantial? So I think, you know, I kind of go back to a Family Guy episode, too, where it's, you know, where it's the Patriots, because, you know, based out of New England, taking on the Bills. And it was a Bills player saying, hey, you know, we want to thank God for everything that we did. And so he's like, what? So God hates the Patriots? And then they went on this whole thing about, you know, telling God, well, why do you hate the Patriots? But, you know, you hear people giving thanks. But, yeah, it's like, well, everything happens for a reason. Well, is the reason that some people are not spared and other people are spared? It's like, is God playing favorites with it? You know, and it does get you thinking analytically about things.
Why was it God with regards to this entire community, this house?
Why was this one spared?
Yeah, why was this one not impacted or burned down like the rest of the people on the block or in the community?
Yeah, and it's an interesting conundrum, because you would think that everything would be burned or nothing would be burned.
But you know, the reason why I've thought like this before, right? And you just kind of wonder about the why, right? Like when people pass, I know that I'll just speak for myself, I've asked the question why, right? Like when my mother passed 20 years ago, I said why, right? Like you ask that question. I know that people that probably lose their children ask that question. Mm-hmm. When you see, like, when we see all of the negative storylines,
all of these tragedies,
all of the negative people, all of the evil people, the people that do a lot of terrible things to others, and then you look at young children that are ill or sick, and you wonder why they are dealt that hand. I don't want to say it challenges my faith, but it makes me wonder, because, look, none of us will actually know about the alleged other side or the afterlife until this is over for you, right? Because there's some people that don't believe in that whatsoever, right? And that's to each his own. And I just looked at this video, man, and I would have been like this. I probably would have been like this person. I'd have been like, how am I this blessed? How am I this lucky? But to jump to the, it was God that spared me and didn't spare anybody else, I think for a lot of people, they say that's quite the leap.
It is. And again, I think when something good happens, our instinctive reaction is to say, hey, there's a higher power. But for those that something negative happens, you can't, you know, I don't think their first inclination is to be, well, this is the way that God wanted. God wanted my house to burn down. God wanted my child to get sick. God wanted my mother to pass away. Like, I think it's all a matter of perspective. If you're grateful and thankful for something, I think naturally you're going to lean towards, there was a little bit of divine intervention with that. Because that's, you know, when I broke my neck back in 2002 and I was given a 10% chance to survive, you know, because 90% of the people that suffered the injury are quadriplegic or dead. And I was less than a millimeter from severing my carotid artery. And I look at it then and I'm like, wow, I thank God. Like, I'm thankful that I was spared something that other people weren't. But yeah, if you're not so lucky, then you're naturally going to be questioning, well, that's kind of a ridiculous premise.
And you can question a lot of things.
Because it's like, why am I being punished? You know, why is something bad? I'm a good person. I contribute to society. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not doing all of these bad things. Why am I having this unimaginable pain. Why is that happening to me?
And let me throw this one at you before we head to our first break. And I'd love to get some reaction at 651-461-9226. So a friend of mine here locally, somebody that I look at as a mentor, really good friend, older gentleman, he actually has a cousin that died in the fires. They are one of the people that perished in California. And that cousin, he said to their child that they weren't leaving. Okay? That it seemed like there was maybe an opportunity to get out. They said, I'm not leaving my home. And that was kind of like their choice there at the end. I'm not leaving my home. Mm-hmm. My point in bringing this up is, I believe that my friend said that their cousin made a comment to their son, something along the lines of, if it's meant to be. Well, in a situation like that, I find even that interesting. Because in that specific moment, that person has a certain amount of faith, right? And they say, if it's meant to be, then so be it, right?
They're leaving everything out of their hands.
But this is the thing. Who's to say that it was meant to be? Who's to say that you're not supposed to leave? Right? Like there's so many things with regards to that I think that we all can question from one day to the next, from one situation to the next, right?
Yeah, I think it depends on how much you believe in the secular world and how much you believe in fate and the natural progression of whatever your journey at different stages of existence is. I think that's kind of, yeah, because, I mean, if you believe that, hey, I'm here, I'm not going to leave, then ultimately you know that this is, you know, the physical part of your journey could very well end knowing that the next part of your journey is going to start after that. I mean, it's a risk you take for sure.
651-461-9226. Top of the hour, we'll get to the Joe Biden farewell address, and then we'll get back into the show. But a segment of your reaction, your phone calls, your thoughts on this topic, we do that next year on The Late Show. All right, a couple of people are reacting here. Weighing in on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. And there's something that I do want to add in with that story. But I think that the person's spot on with the text. They said, from the 763, God gave us the power to think and the ability to make rational decisions. I don't believe that the person that died in the fire was meant to die if they had the ability to leave. I believe that that was their choice at that point. And I agree with this texture 100%. And just to elaborate even more, let me add to the story. When I talked to my friend about that specific situation with their cousin, he said that he believed that they did want to go. And the reason why is because...
Meaning go as in die?
As in like roll with the if it's meant to be, and they just didn't want to expend the effort to get out of said situation was because they had just lost their husband within the last couple of years. They also had gotten some sort of diagnosis, I think, at some point the last couple of years about they had like a tumor or something like that they were dealing with. So he believes that at that particular point that they were kind of like, I'm over all of this if it's meant to be. So I did want to add that in because I think that the texts are spot on with that, because we do, like, that person had an opportunity to continue to live their life, and they said, you know, I've done and gone as far as I want to go at this specific point, and if this is what it is, this is what it is. Now,
yeah, that's definitely adding some pretty good context.
That's adding some more context to that. Now this one from the 763, if you wonder why God makes you go through rough waters, it's because your enemies can't swim. I guess I would need that texture to elaborate more on what that thought really means, because I would say this. if I am an adult, a father, okay, or I have a sibling or whatever, and my person that I love, that's a phenomenal human being, is taken away from me, whether it's through illness or through them being the unintended target of something, that, you know, like a murder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that specific moment, respectfully, I don't give a damn about enemies. Like, I'm wondering why in that specific moment. You get what I'm saying? I don't think that people are looking and they're kind of concerned or thinking about their enemies necessarily. If my child over here has an illness that's going to take their life within the next week, month, or year.
Yeah, I guess
not my concern.
Yeah, I guess when I read that text, you know, my takeaway is you are put in tough spots because it shows you how strong you are and that your enemies, those people that really you feel want to hurt you, they're not strong enough to do it. Like, if you are strong enough to persevere through that, the other individuals who want to hurt you, they can't do it. Yeah. How that applies to this particular situation, I think it's a little bit different, but mm-hmm. I can understand the sentiment of that texter and what they're saying.
Yep. And let me say this too, before we kind of close out this topic here in the next couple of minutes. I don't think that this is a situation where I'm believing that I'm right or wrong or anything, or that anybody that texts, like, these are just thoughts. Like, we're just all kind of talking this through, right? Like,
well,
like,
when you hear it, it kind of...
Like, I love these texts right now.
It makes you wonder
Yes. Exactly,
okay, because...
And it makes you think deeply.
Yeah, because my kid, I'll admit, like, my kid is very analytical and fact-based. So for her to, tell her, she's like, well, we can't see yet. It's hard for, so if it's not quantifiable, then I can't really believe in it. You know what I mean? It's like, if I can't see it, it's concrete. If you can't tell me something factual, then I can't really believe that there's something bigger at play.
Yep. This one, I want to read one more because I appreciate the text and you guys listening and weighing in on the topic. Because I think it's a good conversation to have. I just like, it's thought provoking. I just love that whole thing about making you think. From the 763, hi, God doesn't want anyone's house to burn down. He allows most of what happens to happen. That's because he gave us free choice. No, people don't choose their houses to burn down, but someone made a choice which caused the fire to start. And if it was nature that started the fires, God allows those kind of things to take their course too. There's a reason why that man's house was spared, no question. We probably won't know until we get to heaven. And maybe the only reason he did it is to show he's able to do it. He is God and he wants more people to believe in him. So I think that's just a great text. And thank you to so many people that have weighed in and on this topic, because
those are very good and productive
Yes. Text
messages.
Yes.
Very, very good and add to the conversation. So
yes.
I appreciate those.
Yes. And this is not one of those topics where I don't think that anybody out here, whether it's me, the text line, whatever, can sit there and act as though, like, I know more than you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this is the thing. I've oftentimes asked of people that are more into the Bible or into the world or more deeply religious in many different ways. And it's not just about Christianity or whatever, but like I've asked friends that are of the Islamic faith and others about the why with certain things. And I think that that's important that we have those conversations, because I think that we all can live more productive lives if we're inquisitive and we asked certain questions. I think that that's awesome. All right, coming up next here, President Joe Biden, his final, or his, I guess you would call it, his farewell speech to the nation. That is coming up. We assume he's going to be on time, but we'll find out on the other side of this break here on The Lake Show.